65.0 EDG 01060620261333 Audio. Where to begin? The window, as we perceive it, is one of the thinnest parts of a space station or spacecraft. Does thinner imply more fragile? I don't know, or hardly know. A little humor might help here. This vantage point separates astronauts from life and death. A little less funny, I admit. At the risk of being wrong, I'll go ahead anyway. I don't believe that windows can completely stop cosmic rays with a logical manufacturing thickness. Yes, research has certainly improved the quality of this component. Is zero protection possible? Perhaps. But in the absence of information, I'll assume not. I still believe that for long-duration stays in space, the windows must be covered with one or more materials capable of stopping radiation. Sketch EDG-64 highlights an initial approach to this point. Drawing it this way seems simple and obvious, but in reality, it's not. Before discussing my concerns, let's at least try to appreciate the merits of this sketch. It's not shown on the drawing, but in addition to blocking cosmic rays, it's possible to make the station airtight with, let's put it simply, a stepped plug. By the way, did you choose option A or B for this sketch? Even though I don't like Wi-Fi, I chose B. This choice was prioritized based on the possibility of replacing the plug, and nothing else. The camera, the battery, and the solar cells that power it aren't going to last forever. That's the explanation. What will happen when this plug is removed? Let's say, for example, the camera or the combined units need replacing. The window is likely to heat up extremely quickly. One-way glass can be cut, as those who have experienced it can see, is by heating and cooling it extremely rapidly. Even the slightest scratch can create a cut line under these environmental conditions. Is the same true for specialized portholes? Probably not. They're more rigid and stronger, I can imagine. But space is still space. Here, I believe thermal damping of the porthole is necessary with this approach. The station's passive thermal mode for heat transfer will be greatly reduced by inserting a plug in this opening. The thermal shock caused by removing or replacing the plug could create structural damage to the window. I'm simply saying that this must be taken into account. Overall, we believe there are far more benefits to installing this plug on the portholes and using electronics for external views than the other way around. Whether it's criticized or not is irrelevant, I'm talking about the text and this approach. What's important is publishing it so that people with greater expertise than mine can make decisions based on this content. Another important point is the diameter of the porthole. With this approach, would it be possible to imagine some portholes with larger than normal dimensions? The SSV is a gravity station. In zero gravity, and oriented in a certain way, I believe radiation could be reduced. Why a large porthole? For vision and for analyzing celestial bodies requiring direct observation. The important thing here is the choice. The choice to have a plug or not. In a space station, this choice largely belongs to the occupants and space specialists. That's how I see things. Now, Sketch EDG-64 will probably have a successor. Currently, I'm thinking about the mechanics for holding the plug in its opening. This point will likely be addressed in the next audio. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 6, 2026.